Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. The garden is a fantasy of bloom and color right now, and you can enjoy it all by making reservations at southcoastbotanicgarden.org. The Soar Butterfly Pavilion reopens on Wednesday, May 1st, and those tickets are available now, too. The wonder begins as soon as you turn from Crenshaw into the drive. Both sides have patches of lovely bearded iris beginning to bloom. These iris have been planted in large patches throughout the garden, including some areas around Memorial Meadow, where many very special iris return every year after being planted a few years ago. One of the loveliest dappled shade plants in the garden grows under the floss silk tree at the plant kiosk, and they are still blooming this spring. Stop to view the hellebores or Linton roses blooming there. The flowers will add lovely color to the garden for a few months in the late winter and spring, but the interesting sort of lacy foliage adds interest to the shade garden. Complementing this area are long-lasting alstroemeria plants and mounds of nasturtiums. In Palm Circle, we have a wonderful banana bloom, but to see it, you have to look up. It is a fabulous dark red rosette about 2 feet in diameter. Around the edges of the koi pond, you can see a truly lovely wild iris. And just at the corner where you turn into the fuchsia collection, the Japanese maple is waking up and leafing out with a beautiful rusty red-colored foliage that adds depth to any garden design. More fuchsia blooms are worthy of mention this week. One lovely upright cultivar, Monterey, is sporting long pendulous salmon-colored blooms. Just across the walk is the fuchsia species Fulgens, a species from Mexico that blooms profusely all season long. As you walk out of the fuchsia collection, see the beautiful cultivar South Coast is beginning to bloom. This fuchsia was hybridized in 1979 by Ida Drapkin, the person that helped to set up this lovely fuchsia collection here at the garden. This fuchsia is one that can take sunnier spots than most, and just next to the butterfly wings, see the Bauhinia luniaroides, or white orchid tree. It's a native from West Texas and Mexico. This lovely plant is somewhat drought tolerant, but can be a bit brittle in high winds. In the geometric beds, see the sweet peas are climbing the rails and will be blooming in the next week or two. If you walk through the pollination garden, look for the hybrid tricolor harlequin flowers there. Also, check out the fabulous pink roses. This shrub rose, aptly named for its blushing pink color, is an almost continuously blooming rose. Something we have in abundance in the garden are salvias. Commonly called sage, experts estimate the number of salvias in the world are somewhere in the range of 700 to possibly as many as 3,000. There are shrubs, herbaceous, perennials, and annuals, so something in every color and for every garden condition. We have many in our garden, and they show up all over. See if you can find a few salvias in the lower meadow. There's a cultivar Love and Wishes, which is sort of maroon and red. There's a Waverly hybrid with its purple calyx and light pink flowers. Then there's the striking Salvia Mexicana Limelight. This flower spike with the chartreuse calyx and the bright purple flowers is one to seek out, as is the hummingbird sage next to it. Then there's Salvia aurea with the gold-colored flowers and black sage. There's just too many to name them all, but they are worth seeking out in Dottie's picnic area and the upper meadow. The only culinary sage, however, is found in the Garden of the Senses. The Chinese fringe trees in the lower meadow are completely snowy white with bloom just now and smelling heavenly. In the amphitheater meadow bloom bed, there's a new bloom this week. See if you can find the Kalinzia heterophylla, a sweet purple tower of flowers that the bumblebees love. There's also a white version in the bed. Look for the little yellow Menzies fiddle neck with the sweet baby blue eyes in the background. Just outside the Garden of the Senses, look for Aurum Italicum, or Italian Lords and Ladies. Then walk around Tram Road to see the sapphire dragon trees on both sides of the road are beginning to bloom. Head over to Memorial Meadow along Alpine Loop so you can see the macadamia nut tree in bloom. If you stand downwind, the scent is luscious. Then you can browse more beautiful bearded iris around Memorial Meadow. We hope you've enjoyed your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.